Hello, this is Manuela Daskal and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. The National Capital Commission is reviewing the National Capital Greenbelt Master Plan, which was last approved in 2013. The Greenbelt Master Plan describes the purpose of the Greenbelt and its role at the national and regional level. It also sets out the values that guide decisions regarding stewardship, conservation, agriculture and recreation. From May 20th to May 26th, the NCC held community open house events where residents were able to share their thoughts in person, learn more about the plan, explore the draft vision and guiding principles, ask questions and provide comments and suggestions on the future of the National Capital Greenbelt. Residents can still contribute their vision for the future of the Greenbelt by answering an online survey till June 8th by visiting the National Capital Commission website. The Navan Community Association has announced the return of music in the park for the month of June. Every Wednesday from 7 p.m., residents are invited to the pavilion for a great mix of local talent, including country, blues, funk, concert band favorites, and Celtic music. There will also be special treats throughout the month: frozen flamingo treats on June 10th, homemade goodies from the Navan Vars United Church on June 17th, and strawberry shortcake from the Navan Women's Institute on June 24th. Bring your lawn chair, invite your friends and family, and join the Navan Community Association for three more wonderful evenings of music and community spirit. The event takes place rain or shine. Every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Castleman at the Castleman Museum, Francophile friends and neighbors will have the opportunity to meet and practice their French. The French Circle will happen every Thursday till August 28th with a new conversation topic every week. The French Circle is open to everyone who wants to practice French, make new friends, and be involved in the community. The Castleman City Hall has announced that watering and sprinkling, including lawns, gardens and other types of landscaping, is only permitted between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. according to the following schedule: even-numbered addresses, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays; odd-numbered addresses, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays. Watering and sprinkling outside of these hours is strictly prohibited. The City of Ottawa's Elections Office is hiring more than 5,000 paid election workers for the 2026 municipal elections, with positions available on Advance Voting Day, October 16, and Voting Day, October 26. Applicants must be at least 16 years old, reliable, and comfortable working with the public. Bilingualism and additional languages are assets. Residents who are interested in these positions can learn more about roles and pay and apply online at ottawa.ca/vote. For other inquiries, residents can contact the election office at 613-580-2660 or elections-jobs@ottawa.ca. On June 18th, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Le Rendezvous des Un Francophone d'Ottawa, 3349 Navan Road, the Waste Connections of Canada is organizing the second Navan Landfill Environmental Assessment Open House to receive community feedback on the proposed landfill capacity increase. Through Open House Number 2, the public will learn about proposed content of the draft terms of reference, a summary of feedback received during the first open house, the potential areas being considered for additional disposal capacity, the environmental components proposed to be studied in the EA and the associated work plans, upcoming opportunities for public input, and next steps for the project. The Waste Connections of Canada is encouraging members of the public, Indigenous communities, agencies, and other interested persons to actively participate in the planning process by attending Open House Number 2. For more information on the proposed study and to sign up for email notification, check out the WCC website at www.wasteconnectionscanada.com/ottawa-landfill/EA. On Friday, June 19th, from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., residents of Sarsfield are invited to celebrate the Fête de Sarsfield. The event will take place at the community center, and residents will enjoy some lawn games, pickleball, beaver tails, and line dancing with the Navan Boot Scooting. On Saturday, June 20th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., at J.R. Brisson Complex inside the arena, the municipality of Castleman is proud to launch the very first Made in Castleman Market, a great opportunity to showcase the talent, products, and services found right here in the community. Vendors, artists, and entrepreneurs are invited to showcase their products, connect with the community, and support local shopping. Vendors can reserve a table for $5 at inforec@castleman.ca. On June 13th, residents of Russell will have the opportunity to participate in the Curbside Exchange Day. You are invited to sort and place items you wish to exchange with neighbors at the curb between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., clearly marked as free. At the end of the day, you have to bring any unclaimed items back into your home. This event helps give items a second life instead of sending them to the landfill. Please be respectful of others' property. Stay off lawns and gardens. Take only items clearly marked as free at the curb and do not leave previously collected items on another person's property. Public safety and enforcement officers of Russell Township have issued positive tickets to local youth who demonstrate kindness, helpful behavior, or take part in good deeds. Each ticket includes a gift card to a local business to recognize and reward these outstanding role models. Last month, the positive ticket was given to Harper, age 4, who cares deeply about the environment and wants to help keep her community clean. She asked her parents to help her pick up garbage in the neighborhood. If you see someone 16 years or younger spreading positivity, contact Public Safety Enforcement Department of Russell at bylaws.reglement@russell.ca. For the latest news, seasonal reminders and helpful updates for residents, the Russell Township has released its summer newsletter. Residents of Embrun and Russell received a printed copy last week in their mailbox. If you do not receive a printed copy and prefer it to an electronic version, you can find it at some of the municipality locations, the Town Hall, Embrun and Russell Library, and the Sports Dome. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscjro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cjroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.